Nigma says in that Chavdarim Beis that Yesh Oichel Achila Achas Mchayvel Arba Chatoris Masha Machar Beilahin Tamash Achachela Benaisim and Amudashim and Makipurim. So that's the case where Yechayev the Arba Chatoris. And the Gemara Sekasha that he meets a Mishkach Sachamish Gon Shamash Wish Oichel Tmarim Mechelev Megan the Chalatmarim Chayim Name Chelev. And the Gemara says Kikitani Isar Ba Me'elev. Isar Ba Me'atzma Lekitani only listing Yisurim that come by themselves, not Yisurim that a person brings upon himself. In fact, the Gemara very hektish, but it says hektish, and hektish is iser abba de'atzma, that you bring it on yourself, you makdish it. So the Gemara answers, but b'char d'kdushas me'rechem. When we say hektish, we're not talking about a carbon that you are makdish, we're talking about a b'char, which is kaddish by itself, and therefore that is iser abba me'elov. Now, l'chara, this is a pella, because there's a Rashi in Zvachim, daflam and hamad aleph, going on in the mission over there, and it says if a person is talking about pigle, And the Lashon is a mefagel from Hashaychet HaMukdashim. Lashon Rishon is Yushaychet HaMukdashim. So Rashi says, and Dibamaslo HaMukdashim, Kol Heichet Danok and Haid Lishon Amayr B'Nekevus. Wherever it says, Lashon Mukdashim, Zach Rashi, that is referring to Nekevus. So the Stam word Mukdashim, Shabashas, means Nekevus. So in Cain, how could you say we're talking about a Bechar over here, which is not a Nekeva? It says, it's a Zachar, but the Lashon is Yushaychet HaChil HaChiz B'Chamad Arbechatais. And we say, Tamish Achachel Benaisim Mira Mugdashim. So he uses the Lashon Mugdashim. Mugdashim, according to Rashi, means an akeva. So if it means an akeva, how can you say that it's talking about a Bechar? Bechar, this Gemara's Tzayachin on that Rashi. I once had the opportunity to ask this Kasha to Reb Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal, and he told me, he said right away that Rashi is al derech haroi. Rashi doesn't mean every time, but he means most times. But derech lal, that's the, what Chazal mean when they say Lashon Mugdashim, but there could be, there are exceptions where Mugdashim means is Zacher as well. And Lachar, it's Muchach like that because of our Gemara over here. And I think in Kenim Hadvarim, you could be Miyashav, the Fides Akasha, the Ritzi Pesach asks, you know, do with the famous Maisa with the Menacher, who came, made a big tumult in the days of Yonis and Eibshitz, where he claimed that the Gid Hanasha is only found in Behemoth and Arscharim, not in the Kavis. And there was a whole tumult how to prove him wrong to show that it is Naig Menachavis as well. And there's a whole Arichas about that. So Ritzi Pesach asks, and I think it's in his the Har Tzvi and Zvachim over there in Daf Lamed Hey, that why don't you bring a Raya Lefidus Rashi? Rashi says Mukdashim means Nekevus, and the Lashon and the mission in Chulin is Gidar Nashim Noyim B'Chulin B'Mukdashim. So the you see clear that Gidar Nashim is B'Mukdashim. Mukdashim means Nekevus. You have a Raya from there. The Gidar Nashim applies to Nekevus as well. So why don't they bring this Raya? Everyone is trying to disprove this Menachem. Why don't they bring that Raya from Gidar Nashim Noyim B'Mukdashim? But Lefi, what's Mavur from our Sugya, Lefi, what Michal Kinevsky is saying, Lechar, that Kasha is Miyushev, because it's Mucha from our Gemara, that the Gemara is, the Rashi just means Al-Dar Charay, that there are exceptions, or else the Gemara here doesn't make any sense. How can you say it's talking about a Bechar? So once we see that it's Lav Dafka and there are exceptions, and then there wouldn't be a Raya to disprove the Menachir, and that's why they didn't bring this Raya against him.